Good morning and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. I'm Mike Pearsall. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Well, the NRL is denying that criticism of referee Casey Badger by Tigers and Bulldogs players on the weekend was down to sexism. The female whistleblower was forced to sin bin Tigers prop David Clemmer for dissent during the fiery clash. General Manager of Football Graham Annesley has told 2GB Radio player conduct towards Badger was out of line but not gender-related.
She said there was no obscene language. It wasn't gender-based. It was just, very aggressive dissent, the same sort of dissent that you might see in any game with any referee. You know, that's not acceptable. It doesn't make it acceptable.
The Panthers are preparing to confront a number of former teammates when they host the Bulldogs on Friday night. Dogs stars Stephen Crichton, Viliami Kikau, Matt Burton, Jamin Salmon, as well as coach Cameron Seraldo, have all come across from Penrith. Panthers coach Ivan Cleary was asked how he feels seeing Crichton wearing blue and white.
Yeah. I don't like seeing it, but you know, it's not just him. There's a lot of players littered throughout the league who I'd prefer to see in Panthers jerseys, but I just hope that they always look back with fond memories of their time here.
The Sydney Roosters have entered the race to sign Titans back rower David Fifita. The wrecking ball has reportedly received an offer to join the Panthers, and the Herald reports the Roosters have now tabled a deal of their own, just shy of $850,000 a season. In AFL, Tom Liberatore has been ruled out indefinitely by the Western Bulldogs. Here's Eddie Summerfield to explain.
Tom Liberatore's football future is under a cloud, with the star midfielder suffering a fourth concussion in 22 AFL games. The Western Bulldogs ruling him out indefinitely as the club works out a return to play plan. While at Collingwood, Pies forward Brody Mychek will miss up to 3 weeks due to a hamstring injury. Teammate Tom Mitchell's return is unknown. He's had appendicitis. In Melbourne, Eddie Summerfield, 9 News.
Former Swans captain Luke Parker's spot in the side is being questioned after Sydney's thumping win over the Giants. The 31-year-old played VFL for a second consecutive week on the weekend as he returns from a broken arm. Leading analyst Matthew Lloyd has told 3AW Radio their midfield is firing without their former skipper.
They've now got a situation where Luke Parker was available for the second week in a row, didn't get a game again on the weekend. So they're in a fantastic position to challenge. I wonder whether it's Taylor Adams or Luke Parker.
Can't play them both.
Can't play them both, no.
Japanese boxing superstar Naoya Inoue has retained his undisputed super bantamweight crown, defeating Mexican Luis Neri in the 6th round in Tokyo. In the co-main event, Aussie Jason Maloney lost his WBO bantamweight belt to Yoshiki Take by unanimous decision. The 55,000 fans on hand is the biggest crowd ever for an Aussie boxer. Unfortunately for Australia, Maloney's loss means we no longer have a men's boxing world champion. Australia is sending its first 3x3 basketball team to the Olympics, with the women from the Gangaroos winning a qualifying tournament in Japan. The team started the qualifying with a loss to the Netherlands, meaning the next 4 games were must wins. However, they did manage to win all those games and secure their place in Paris. Australian baseball star Travis Bazzana continues to strengthen his claims as a top 3 pick prospect for the MLB draft. He's hit 3 home runs in 1 game for his college Oregon State. He's now at 22 for the season, which is a college record. A record for his college. In Super Rugby, the Waratahs have confirmed centres Mosesi Tuipulotu and Harry Wilson will depart the club at the end of the Super Rugby season. Tuipulotu will join Scottish club Edinburgh, while Wilson will head to the Dragons in Wales. English Premier League club West Ham has confirmed manager David Moyes will depart at the end of the EPL season after 4.5 years at the Hammers. That's his second stint there at the club. And Belgian cyclist Tim Merlier has won Stage 3 of the Giro d'Italia. Tadej Pogacar is still the overall race leader. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with you. You can catch our afternoon podcast later today. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow.